This is Drilling Insight, where we talk about ideas and issues that affect the drilling and groundwater industries. I'm Jeremy Verduzco, host and editor of The Driller. With me is co-host and drilling expert, Brock Yorty. How's it going, Brock?
It is good to be back with you on Drilling Insight. This has been a little bit of a hiatus, trying to balance a news anchor position and co-host for you. Too many balls in the air, but I'm excited to be here with Jeff with IXPA. This is going to be a great time.
Yep. And as Brock hinted here on today's show, we have Jeff Hammond. Thanks for being on the show, Jeff.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm ready to have a good discussion about geothermal.
Jeff Hammond is Executive Director of the International Ground Source Heat Pump Association, IGSHPA. The group brings together professionals across the geothermal industry to share training and best practices. It hosts a convention this December in Las Vegas, coinciding with the National Groundwater Association's Groundwater Week event. We brought him on to hear more. So, Jeff, we'll start with our usual opening question. Did you choose the industry or did it choose you?
Well, the industry chose me in this case. I had never even heard of geothermal. I was working on a degree in electrical engineering technology at Purdue University. I saw this job posting for a lab technician at one of the heat pump manufacturers. I thought, well, this will look great on a resume. And the rest is history. That was 1986 at Water Furnace in Fort Wayne. Mm-hmm. And I guess I got the bug and have been in it ever since.
So, Jeff, we are, less than what, 2 months away from the conference. And give us a preview of the upcoming conference and IGSHPA Expo that you're hosting in Las Vegas with, our friends over at the National Groundwater.
Yeah, we're excited about it. This is the second conference we've worked with NGWA on. And this year, as you mentioned, in Vegas, it's at the Convention Center. So it's a really nice venue. We have four instead of three tracks this year. We still have our loop installer driller track, residential and commercial, but we also have a research track this year. And so now we have presenters from all over the world with a lot of new technology. They've submitted papers. I think we have 25 papers for that research track. Wednesday and Thursday, we have the exhibit with NGWA, and there's a special IGSHPA pavilion with 19 exhibitors. So we'll have a chance to talk to drillers and other NGWA exhibitors, hopefully exchange some good information about the industry. We're thrilled to have U.S. Department of Energy's Geothermal Technologies Office as our diamond sponsor. So that's, just great for the industry. And we'll have a lot of updates on the latest technologies in our workshops, including one by DOE on community geothermal systems. There's this guy named Brock Yorty that has a couple of presentations. So we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah. So let's kind of jump right into current events. The recently passed Inflation Reduction Act has all kinds of tax incentives, wide range of energy efficient systems like geothermal, solar, even battery installations. So many of these apply to both residential and commercial. So put this in context for us, Jeff. What does this mean for the industry?
Yeah, it's a really big deal for our industry for a number of reasons. Tax incentives are always great. That helps promote. But that's assuming there's certainty. The previous tax incentive was supposed to expire next year. That uncertainty makes it difficult for new entries into our industry. Drillers especially, they have millions of dollars of capital equipment. So this gives us some certainty with incentives through 2034. And that way, when you invest in geothermal, especially if you're buying drill rigs or you're hiring new people, mm-hmm. It's something that's going to be consistent. And so that's one of the biggest things is just the fact that we have consistency here for a long term. Yeah. We also have some new additions to the legislation. One of the most exciting ones is direct payment. So for nonprofits, let's say, where they didn't really have a tax liability, they couldn't take advantage of that incentive last time. Now a school or other nonprofit is eligible for direct payment.
It's insanely exciting what's happening with the federal infrastructure bill, the Department of Energy, mm-hmm. the Forge project, We have the Inflation Reduction Act, you know, and then New York just paving the way with these insanely fun, ambitious goals of 2 million residential homes. You know, we're in an upward trend, and, you know, our industry is like elephants, and we always like to go back to, man, in 2000, everything fell out, and that it's going to happen again. But, you know, you mentioned it a little bit. How do we attract recruits and drillers and other trades to get all this work done? Like, New York could just take our entire capacity of our entire industry right there.
Yeah, that's a great question. And we could use more drillers yesterday. So that is something that is definitely a factor. But really, you know, all the drillers and HVAC contractors I've talked to, they're looking for employees. Mm-hmm. So if we can talk to new recruits about a solid employment, good pay, job security, for sure, you're not going to have to worry about a job in our industry, because it's just going to continue to explode. But also, you know, from a environmental standpoint, any new recruits have the opportunity to really help with our efforts to decarbonize and just make the world a better place. It's even a national security issue. As we move away from fossil fuels, we're going to be less dependent on any kind of foreign energy. So I think that's the story for new recruits. There are a lot of, you know, kids in high school that they should really consider the trades rather than maybe a university degree. It could be a really big payback for them.
Mm-hmm. So if I am one of those new recruits to the industry, why should I join IGSBA? Like, what do you offer folks for growth, for support? What's the value proposition there?
Yeah, IGSBA has always been known for training and education, and joining IGSBA connects those new recruits with industry stakeholders. So they have the opportunity to learn a lot about the industry, to get certified. In fact, in New York, the accredited installer and the certified geothermal exchange designer are required as part of their program. Mm-hmm. So it's even more beneficial to be an IGSBA member at that point.
Yeah.
But also we have standards that we work with, and I'll talk about that a little bit later on. Best practices, they'll be in the know about the latest technology. So being part of IGSBA, they're gonna know where the industry is going.
Okay, this is the question that we're all thinking about. Like, ground source geothermal, the ground is the biggest solar panel we have. This is so much more reliable. And the fact that we're not interstate moving these massive energy transfer lines and windmills and all of the things that it takes for wind and solar, but that's sexy to the green movement. You know, we're talking bi-coastal, you know, wind turbines right now. How do we get more widely accepted as green energy? What do we got to do?
Yeah, that's a challenge. You know, once you bury that ground loop, you can't see it anymore. So we do have a little bit of an unseen advantage there. We've talked about maybe having plaques for people's homes where they can, you know, we've got a ground loop buried here, an energy source buried, but nobody really wanted to go for that, at least not yet anyway. Mm-hmm. One of the other things is, you know, HVAC is kind of an afterthought. Nobody changes their system out unless it's broken. And then we might have a chance to talk to them, depending upon how long you plan to stay in your home, or for commercial buildings, how long that system has been installed. It may not happen very often that we even have that opportunity. Mm-hmm. So we need to raise awareness through advocacy and showing this technology as a solution. There are just so many things that geothermal can do, mm-hmm. along with solar and wind. You know, one of the best examples I can think of is, if you're looking at solar for your home, if you have geothermal, you need a smaller solar array. Mm-hmm. So now all of a sudden we are utilizing that energy better. Our installation costs go down. There's much more opportunity to be net zero. And so longer term, tying geothermal into that whole solar and wind just makes sense. We're not competing with solar or wind. Mm-hmm. It's really a technology that works together with the other renewables. Mm-hmm.
So how is IGSBA helping to make that case? I know you say you're not competing, but there's... you know, there seems to be plenty of investment to go around, but how is IGSPA kind of aiding this initiative to make sure geothermal is, you know, as big a part or optimizing their part of that mix?
Absolutely. Yeah. One of the biggest ways we can do that is working with our sister company, Geothermal Exchange Organization. They have lobbyists on retainer and attorneys. They work with utilities, rural electric co-ops. And so we, a lot of times, will be the technical portion of their efforts. As they're working with lobbyists, they need IGSPA resources, materials, training, things like that. So we work hand in hand that way. We also work with utilities ourselves. In fact, we just had a couple of trainings at gas companies, believe it or not. The gas industry is looking at potentially having stranded assets over time with gas piping in the ground and moving towards electrification. So since our pipe is essentially the same material, it makes a lot of sense for us to do training. So through training, through advocacy, we also have committees that are continuing to work on this awareness. Our marketing committee, as well as our advocacy committee, is continuing to meet to talk about different ways that we can engage all the various stakeholders. It's an awareness campaign at this point.
To that point of awareness, you know, about half of our states in the country have initiatives like New York, not as lofty, but, you know, we do see California, we do see Michigan, we see several governors pushing, and then we got about another 25 that are on the fence. How do we get more states to have plans like New York?
Yeah, in fact, I saw your podcast with Donovan Gordon from NYSERDA. That was very impressive. And I wish more states had NYSERDAs, as part of that. That would make a big difference. It really is back to awareness. You know, when NYSERDA has done such a fantastic job. So we need to have more discussions like this. We also need a lot more involvement. You know, there are state water well associations that, you know, they're great for the drillers locally for water wells, but, you know, we need to have more involvement with those associations to let them know that we're also, there's an industry out there that can utilize all of those skill sets and drill rigs and so forth. There's state geothermal heat pump associations that we should be engaging in. So all of these efforts then start to bring awareness to utilities, and that's where we can really make a big impact. NYSERDA works with all the utilities. So it's not really just even about a governmental type approach, but it's all the stakeholders who are involved. And we'd love to get more involved with state water well associations. I think that would be a big move to just help push everybody towards the same direction.
Yeah. So does IGSPA have any role in lobbying, or you rely on Geo Exchange to do your lobbying? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we help out with, you know, interviews as needed. Mm-hmm. We help out with the technical expertise training. Right now we're working with Geo on some training for the electric co-ops. A lot of the co-ops have been active in geothermal over the years. But, you know, over time, people retire and they need some training when it comes to what to look for as far as contractors they're working with and, you know, what should they be doing for programs, things like that.
So we're the International Ground Source Heat Pump Association, right? An international organization. Obviously, we know that there's geothermal systems that are over 100 years old. What are other countries doing better than the U.S. in terms of geothermal acceptance? What could we do to, you know, adopt those best practices?
Yeah, there are definitely other countries that are ahead of us when it comes to geothermal. Sweden and Switzerland are excellent examples. You know, geothermal is the go-to technology for new construction in those countries and a lot of the other Scandinavian countries. You know, I found out in Stockholm, more than a third of single family homes that are not connected to their district heat system have ground source heat pumps. So it's really the commonly accepted technology. They also have air source heat pumps, but, you know, where it gets colder, they lean towards ground source heat pumps. And this conflict in Ukraine, I think, is going to probably, increase acceptance of ground source heat pumps as well as air source heat pumps, just because that'll push the heating technology more towards a sustainable electric technology. So there are definitely some examples out there. It kind of goes back to, I keep saying awareness, but, you know, it's working with the stakeholders, trying to discuss the technology. We try to make geothermal, this exotic technology, and it's really just a heat pump with water circulating through piping instead of circulating air.
Yeah.
So if we think about it in a more simple technology aspect, then I think it's a lot more easily digested. It's not complicated. We just need to get more people involved, and we could certainly use more drillers. That's for sure.
Yeah. So you have plenty of members out there. If I joined, but I haven't been part of a committee, if I haven't been active, like, what are some roles that you need filled right now? If I'm out there and I want to be a little bit more active in your community, how can I help?
Yeah, I think the best way to help is really participation. You know, if members attend the annual conference, it's a great way to interact with other members, with drillers, with new technology, people from all over the world. As members, they should be voting in our board of directors elections. You know, that way they have a say in where the organization is going. We always can take volunteers on IGSPA committees. It's a lot of volunteers, and that's thankless work. You know, you don't get paid for that. So they can help out there and take advantage of the learning opportunities. This podcast is a great example. We also have IGSPA town halls. We have Dig Deeper webinars. One of the keys in my mind is keeping up with the latest standards.
Yeah.
Now, consistency is a big deal for our industry. We want to have consistent, good quality installations that gives us happy customers, and it helps the growth of the industry. You know, we are working on a new standard that's a binational standard. It'll be released in 2023, mm-hmm. binational Canada and US. And it's been in place since 1992 in Canada. It's been binational since 2016 for the US and Canada. So if members are aware of those standards and they can help work with their local authority having jurisdiction, we don't end up with these crazy differences between states, counties, even local jurisdictions where maybe they have to grout one way in one area and a different way in another area. Doesn't help us. So members, it's really a matter of being involved, making sure they understand what are the hot buttons, how can they help out there, I think is probably the best way to be involved. Mm-hmm.
So Jeff, this is, you're wrapping up year number one. How long have you been with IGSPA right now?
Almost exactly a year. I started last October.
What are you excited about after this first year of what is the future hold for this organization? And obviously we know that geothermal's trajectory is very optimistic and bright, but what's going on?
Yeah, I'm most excited about our ability to interact with our stakeholders with some of our new training programs that are coming out. We're working on making the training a lot more accessible through modules. So where we have today more of an all things fits, you know, a training for all people in one location, we're going to be dividing this up and looking at more job responsibilities. So this way, if you only need this particular portion of it, you go to that portion. If you need another portion, you go there. You can always certainly combine them and get everything that you would get in one large class. So we're working hard on the new training. That's very exciting. Also exciting to see our membership growth. We've doubled our business members just since January. So I'm thrilled with that. It goes right back to, you know, being involved, making the technology aware, awareness growth, those kind of things. I think that's going to help us out. So lots of exciting things going on.
Okay, well, we can't wait to see what's in store next. So, you know, with that, we'll wrap up today's episode. Thanks again, Jeff. Where can the audience find out more about you and IGSPA?
For sure, yeah. A lot of the things we talked about today are at the website, IGSPA.org. And if you have specific questions, always feel free to contact us at info@igspa.org. We will respond with any questions that you may have, and you know, let us know how we can help. Thank you so much for having me today.
Okay. Well, you can find fresh episodes of the show on our website or on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Just search Drilling Insight and hit that subscribe button. Visit thedriller.com for the latest industry news and views, and of course, follow us on the usual social media channels. So until next time, this is Drilling Insight.